A lot of people think it's very glamorous to be cabin crew and travel all over the world, but that side of the job is not really as good as it sounds. You're on your feet constantly, doing quite hard physical work, and you don't really have much time to look around all the different places you travel to, but it's still a great job. You meet lots of really interesting people, and you have a good laugh with the people you work with.
It's the best job in the world, I'm sure, though not if you want to earn a lot of money. It's wonderful to work with children and to see them developing, learning how to use their bodies and their minds.
Aren't they a bit of a handful at times, though?
Well, yes, they can be, of course, but you get used to dealing with them. I think I like teaching so much because you're always learning something new yourself.
Yes, that must be good, I guess.
I was never that good at schoolwork, but I loved doing things with my hands. I'd hate to have a job that wasn't creative. Something that just involved shuffling pieces of paper around is certainly not for me. It takes a long time to learn to be really good at working with wood, but I'm getting much better, and learning by doing is a very different kettle of fish from book study.
I never really planned to work in an insurance office. I just saw the job advert and went for it. Sometimes the work can be a bit tedious, but the pay's good, and I get a really nice company car and a decent holiday allowance. And I like my colleagues, most of them at least. I have quite a lot of contact with the public. That can be a bit of a mixed blessing.
I'm a travel journalist. I work freelance, so sometimes I have loads of money.
And sometimes you don't.
That's right. But that's compensated for by the fact that I have control over my own time. I suppose I miss contact with colleagues sometimes, but it's fantastic not to be at the beck and call of a boss all the time. I can work where and how I want to.